Perfect. Thank you so much.
Eastern Electric.
Yeah, is Vicky in?
Yes, going.
Jeremiah from Cardiff.
Oh.
Sure.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Hi, Vicky. Are you okay? It's a lot to take in, and I didn't know that you've never taken out one of these before. I actually work with a lot of construction companies and businesses that they're just used to this. So it's been a while since I've talked to someone who hasn't taken one out before. So I didn't know that. So you know, it's. I'm sorry.
I said that's why it's killing me.
Yeah, yeah, it's something that you'll get used to, especially being in the field that you're in, and once you see how awesome it is to be able to have that money and not to deal with a bank, a traditional bank, and just kind of have that cash and just go, you kind of learn to accept it, and you know, being in this industry, it is what it is. You understand that these are the rates. And it comes down to how quickly can you get me the money and how often can you get me the money. So that's what we're here for. That's what we've been doing now. This is probably a new thing. It's been going now for about 4 years, this working capital program. So more.
Do I get into it as a...
to become an investor?
Yeah.
I know it's... I know, right? It would. But you got to understand there's a large percentage of these businesses that default. So because, you know, it is a lot of money and it is a lot of paying back that they just default on the loan. So it's tough, you know, because as a bank, you lose that money. It's gone because it's unsecured. I mean, you sign as a personal guarantor, but we don't put any of your assets or you don't put your house on it. We have is to go off.
Guarantor if it's unsecured
because the business can't sign for itself,
right?
So we need somebody to try to get the money from. We can't just, if the business is down, then we can't just, they need somebody to try to pay them for it. So as the owner of the business, you would sign as a personal guarantor on the loan. But that's
so
just, I'm sorry.
Okay. I always like to consider the worst case scenario. So
absolutely.
In the worst case scenario, company can't pay, then we have to pay?
Well, I mean, they'll try to get you to pay. I mean, we had a situation where the company, you know, defaulted, and we went after the business owner of, hey, you know, like, we need to set something up. Let's set a program up. I mean, we try to work with you, right? So, I mean, if bad times come to bad times.
With the banks, if you give them a personal guarantee, they'll give you the lower interest rate.
Right, but you're putting your assets up. We don't, that's why it's, we're not doing that. You're not, I mean, we need someone to be able to go after if you default. We can't go to the bank and say, hey, we want their house. We want their boat. You know, whatever assets they have, we want to like to put a lien on it. We can't do that. You know, that's not one of our, that's why the interest rate's so high. Because if it was secured, I wouldn't be giving you the interest rate like that. I wouldn't give you that type of factor rate. Basically what it comes down to, and a lot of construction companies is about 40% of our business. They understand what's going on. They take the money and they pay us back. And then we keep doing business like that. And then more and more, let's say your second and third time of doing business, you're going to get a lower rate. We just need to know that you can pay it back and we can trust you because it's so much money. $250,000 is a lot of money.
I understand that.
It's a lot of money.
Change, but I mean, the reason why you agreed to pay the higher interest rate because it's unsecured. I mean, and again, I always consider on worst case scenario. In
sure.
The event that the company is not able to pay back, if it's unsecured and it said no personal guarantee, then, you know,
no,
not that I intend to default, but, you know.
Sure, of course.
I'm going with this kind of a loan is that, again, in worst case scenario, otherwise I just wait for the bank and wait for the whole process, which
mm-hmm.
unfortunately takes time.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time.
You know, to get the lower interest rate, because then I have to personally guarantee with the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we, I mean, like I said, this is just how it's been done for about 4 or 5 years. We don't hold any, put any liens or anything on your stuff. We do need someone to sign for it, you know, as a guarantor and a loan.
Send me the paperwork so I can have my attorney look at it. I mean, I'm having my doubts at this time then.
I understand. Well, I wanted to call you and tell you.
I always think about the worst case scenario, but
I get that. I
that kind of money.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I totally do, and I understand. But I did want to tell you that on the origination fee, on the if you go with the 18-month term, I can get that waived. So I confirmed that with my boss, and that's around $6,200. So usually you would pay...
What would be the factor?
It's still the
1.36?
Correct, on the 18-month. If we go with the 12-month... That's where I can get it down to a 125.
All right. Like I said, again, I just need to forward the stuff to my attorney for him to see.
Okay. Yeah. Send me the driver's license void to check, and I'll get you those docs right away to send.
All right. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Vicki. Bye.